Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and what a wild July in the Matrix that was. Where do we even begin? Well, in today's video, I have a very special decode to prepare you all for this elusive month of August we've just stepped into. There's some really mind-blowing information in this one, so make sure to take notes, but more importantly, keep an open mind, because there's a lot of moving parts in what we're about to get into today. And of course, we'll be following up on my last video, tracking this breakout that's setting up for XRP, and when to expect the next leg up for this crypto bull run. And just a reminder, the new month has started on Patreon for August. If you've been waiting to join, I appreciate your support. You could sign up today by visiting patreon.com/watersabove to join our mastermind community membership and get instant access to my weekly Red Pill podcasts. That's my technical analysis podcast to wrap up the week and for me to review the altcoins that our community votes on. And by becoming a Patreon supporter, you'll also get access to our Discord server for our community group chat, so you could come hang out with the Wolfpack. You'll also have full access to my entire live stream archive with over 100 live streams and over 300 behind the scenes uploads included in your membership. The Patreon link can be found in the description box of this video and in the pinned comment below. And again, so grateful for all your continued support. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So as of today, the XRP breakout continues as expected from the analysis I shared in my last video released on July 17th titled "This XRP Breakout is Just Getting Started." This gives a thorough breakdown of a chart that I shared over on X at the beginning of July that got a lot of attention. I followed up on it today. And if you like, go follow over at Waters Above. Just make sure you spell it correctly. ABVE, so above without the O, and this is my official account. Also, this chart that I shared is just a follow-up from something that I shared at the beginning of July that got a lot of attention. Definitely check out that video that I shared if you haven't already, again, right over here, just from a couple weeks ago. Now, please keep in mind what I shared in that video in regards to the timing of this breakout and how that we had two key data points to consider. I'm just going to quickly recap those for you all. And the first data point is the timing of this phase five I have labeled in the chart. And we're going to be looking at the last cycle. Taking from around this time frame where we touch this support line for the first time and measuring it to the breakout time frame. And you'll see that it's around 350 days or so, just a little under a year. And if we measure 350 days from effectively the same touch point, which would have been somewhere in the August 17th timeframe of last year in 2023, and you move it about 350 or so days up, and it's going to be bringing you to the first week of August. And if we were to measure everything exactly, it would be right around August 4th. And this is crucial because that will be our upcoming new moon. And like we teach here on this channel, the new moon is typically a more bullish time frame for the crypto market. But it's also a time that we can see a micro cycle top before a pullback into the following full moon. So of course, we'd have to consider the chart that we're analyzing and include the technical analysis as well to have a more refined perspective on our market outlook. But if we were to just analyze this year of 2024 with the Bitcoin chart, we will be able to see very clearly this pattern of all of our highs being around a new moon. For instance, all these blue dots are our new moons and the white dots are our full moons. And we have this first new moon of the year right around January 11th. And you could see this peak into the start of the year. That was also when the Bitcoin ETF was approved and launched, a short-term bull trap kind of sell the news sort of deal. And then we have this correction into the following full moon, followed by a recovery phase into the next new moon of February, a little bit of flat, but we effectively even went higher from the prior new moon. This following peak effectively right there in the February new moon, as well as the current all-time high, which we got back in March. And you can see this is within 3 days of the March new moon. So even our current high is literally on the new moon, just like all of our past cycle highs. That goes for 2021, 2017, 2014. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. Even the mid-cycle high that happened back in April of right around this year, let me show you. 2013 was on a new moon. And then look at how the cycle ended of 2013, right there on a new moon. So these lunar cycle analysis month by month are incredibly effective, and we've been proving that here on this channel. But of course, we've had this recent anomaly, which is the July new moon. But I'll be getting to that in one moment. Just a couple more to point out. We have this April 8th peak right here, right before we took another leg lower. That was our total solar eclipse, the Great American Eclipse. We see Bitcoin topped out exactly on that date of a new moon. And then we had the June new moon right here, June 6th. It was the highest we've went since the Great American Eclipse. And you can see also on a new moon. But this recent anomaly that we've had has shook up the data, and a lot of people are curious as to what's going on. And we actually saw Bitcoin corrected into this new moon of July. And this is very unusual, especially for the fact that it wasn't even a lunar eclipse, which is why I call it an anomaly. Although it was exactly how it turned out to be last year, but in the month of August, and that was right here. So we're going to zoom into August 2023. And you're going to see that we had a correction on that new moon, just like we had this year in July. And this is where you need to pay attention, because we're now in the month of August, and this information you likely won't find on any other crypto channels. So on August 16th, new moon into the 17th, Bitcoin dumped on that new moon. If you watched my last video, you'll know that I gave a warning about the new moon of August, because Bitcoin has a tendency to correct after the August new moon almost every year. And 3 years ago here on this channel, I exposed how Bitcoin tends to have a flash correction in the month of August. It's a pattern. And we revisit this analysis pretty much every year. So let's keep up with our tradition and just quickly recap that, since now we're in the month of August, and for you to see the pattern for yourself so you can know without a doubt that this is not Waters Above's opinion. I'm just revealing the pattern I've identified that has played out for this asset several times for over a decade, going all the way back to 2011. So let's start there with Bitcoin back in August 2011. It's a pretty long time ago, but it's amazing once you see how this pattern's been playing out since all the way back then. So we're zoomed in right now, and you can see this is the new moon effectively at the end of July, and then we corrected about 50 to 60% into this August 6th bottom, followed by a little bit of a buyback. Of course, this was at the end of a bullish phase, but still we have this pattern starting all the way back here in 2011. It's important that we start here so we could take it year by year all the way up until just last year. So you can see from this peak over here of the new moon down to this swing low was a 60% correction from that new moon to that bottom. Now let's move to the next year of 2012. This is where things start to get very interesting, because we have here Bitcoin very bullish, pumping into the August new moon. And then you can see right here on August 17th, this followed by a 2 to 3 day correction of 50% right after the August new moon. And then look, it got bought back up immediately the following day after that correction, a 26% recovery. And then that was the lowest we went for the remainder of the cycle. That was the lowest Bitcoin went for the remainder of eternity. So this August flash correction is no joke. It's clearly a liquidation ritual in many iterations, and let's keep going to prove it. So we're going to be skipping over to 2014 in August. Let me get over to this chart, and you can see we have this correction starting after the full moon in August to around August 18th. This was a 25% correction in the midst of a downtrend. The next year of 2015, you can see that this correction in August was effectively the bottom of the cycle's bear market, by the way. And it was immediately after the August new moon. You guys are seeing the pattern, right? So if we were to take from this August new moon high, or microcycle top, we could call it, it was a 40% correction, with August 18th being a majority of that correction, and it was bought back up the next day, similar to the prior example that I just showed you a moment ago. Almost identical. Then we have the following year of 2016 in August, and we get another flash correction right on the August new moon. You see, I'm not just making this up out of nowhere. This isn't my opinion. You could clearly see the pattern for yourself. So we have the new moon, and this followed by a pretty large 28% correction. And when we zoom out, you can see that was the lowest Bitcoin went for the remainder of the cycle and the remainder of eternity. You see how important this August correction is, guys? It's a very key data point. We have here was the bottom of that bear market, and then here was the lowest we went for the rest of the cycle. That was a big second chance for those, especially that are interested in altcoins, because if Bitcoin's going to have a 25% correction, you know what it's going to do to the altcoin market. But what I also want to point out really quickly is just how quickly we get bought back up. It's pretty much a 48-hour experience, and then it's all over and done with. All right. Let's go to 2017, which is very similar to this year that we're in now in a lot of ways. If you've been following this channel, you'll know. And we were ultimately very bullish for August 2017. But if you take from the microcycle top over here on the 17th of August, and if you were to pull down to this kind of microcycle low within that month, it was still an almost 20% correction. So that's a pretty big correction nonetheless. And then you could see the September correction that followed was even deeper. So we want to keep that in mind as something to consider as well. Now we are going to go over to 2020 just to save some time. And post C19, during C19, I should say. And we can see that we topped in the August new moon. And look at that, August 17th. Have you noticed that I talked about the 17th, the 18th, the 19th, even the 16th of August in a lot of those iterations? So there's an even more dialed in part to this pattern. So I hope you guys are taking notes. But we topped out on August 17th, right around the August new moon, and that was a microcycle top. And this led to a distributional top, which actually had a much deeper correction. And then this correction that ensued in September was the lowest Bitcoin went for the rest of eternity. So buy the dip. When we're in the midst of a bull run and we get this sort of August September correction, it's a buy the dip moment. Now, this also happened in 2021. We're going to go over here. This would probably be a famous moment for this channel, because leading up to this move to the upside into this exact date of September 7th, I had a lot of interviews with Coach JV over at 3T Warrior Academy, and I talked all about this date because it was Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, and the start of the Shemitah, which is a seven-year sabbatical cycle practiced in Judaism. And I was synchronizing the Hebrew calendar with the Gregorian calendar to make this esoteric decoding system that I've been sharing here with you guys. And if you want to learn more about how to decode this market and how to decode at the level that we're sharing in this video, if there's anything that's confusing to you, don't worry. I have a beginner level, short and sweet crypto decoding blueprint. It's available on my website, watersabove.com. And if you are a Patreon supporter of mine, you get a 20% discount off of that. So it brings it down to just a little over $100. And anyone in the comments section could vouch for the quality of what is in that course. I mean, even this XRP breakout that we're getting right now, and the Bitcoin correction that happened at the beginning of July, and the buyback that we saw after that, that was all covered in that blueprint in advance. So it's packed with value. Definitely check that out if you're interested in learning more about decoding the markets. But nonetheless, this was a famous moment here on this channel, this September 7th correction. And just wanted to point out how we had a similar thing happening in 2020 as we did in 2021, which is this September correction, where we get this full moon correction, and that is deeper than what happened in August. So this tells me, for the times that we don't see August having that flash correction in the beginning, we could actually have a bullish August and still a September shakeout. It's an either or pretty much, because there doesn't seem to be an in between. It's either what we just went over, or in the event that August is just bullish the whole time, September still is elusive, and we want to be considering that. Now let's go over to 2022. We have August right over here. And you can see that by August 19th, we got a pretty big flash correction, about 10% candle here on the 19th. Let's go over to 2023. Just last year, we kind of started off with that. And we have that new moon on August 16th, immediately corrects after that new moon. It was a 20% correction from these highs in July down to the swing low. We see 20% correction happens a lot between the highs of July and the lows of either August or September, and we've gotten much deeper pullbacks in the past, and that's kind of expected when we're looking back at data from 2011, 12, 2013, 2014, because Bitcoin had a much lower market cap, and you guys know the story. So we just went through 10 years of data for this month of August, and you can clearly see a pattern. The years we did not include were 2010. Bitcoin was like 5 cents during August 2010, so this data doesn't really help us because of the candle structure at that time. It's a pretty difficult chart to read. Then we had 2013. Bitcoin was pretty much bullish the entire month of August in 2013. We did have a little bit of a correction in September, which is what I just talked about with 2020 and 2021 examples. Then we had 2018 and 2019, which the month of August was in the middle of a trend reversal, and those iterations were effectively bearish, anyways. So it's just bearish. And we also have the Bitcoin seasonality chart, which shows you Bitcoin's monthly performance. And it shows you right here, August is typically flat, and September is historically the only red month for Bitcoin going all the way back to 2010, followed by an incredibly bullish Q4. So to dial in this pattern even more, we have three scenarios. And one of them is a correction on or immediately following the August new moon. You guys have the date. It's August 4th, this upcoming Sunday. We see that the correction could start the day before, and then it tends to go a couple days after. And that would make sense because it starts on a Sunday. The day before would be a Saturday. That's your weekend. The stock market's closed. So a lot of the volatility would be likely on the following Monday, which would be when the stock market's open, Forex is trading precious metals, and we also have the futures, CME futures for both Bitcoin and Ethereum, all trading simultaneously on August 5th, the following day. So you want to keep that in mind. That would be your flash correction on or right after the new moon of August. And we have the date right here. So we're literally timing this market, guys. Now, your second scenario would be the date range of August 16th through August 19th, which was the deepest part of the correction in a majority of the iterations we reviewed, and where we saw several flash corrections that ended up being a liquidation ritual that was immediately bought back up within a day or so. Notably, the one that was after the Bitcoin halving in 2016. Remember, we're after the Bitcoin halving now as well, lining up into August. And since August 19th is the next full moon, that should not be shocking to you. But keep in mind, the FOMC meeting is happening pretty much as we speak, when Fed Chair Powell will be spellcasting the financial realm. And this will, of course, bring volatility to these markets and make the first scenario come to life for the all early August correction, or what I was calling that August new moon correction. That would make sense as well, especially since the stock market is very overheated right now. Then we have the third scenario, which is an overall bullish August with an elusive correction in September to wipe out all the gains of August. And what could make that maybe good news is if Bitcoin was to go into price discovery in August. Because if we were to see Bitcoin break out into 80K or so in the month of August, and then September had a correction, I believe all it would be is back testing the prior resistance, which we've been dealing with now for 5 months. So that would be an incredibly bullish scenario to play out. Okay. Now we have recap. Scenario one is a rip the band-aid off situation. It's a flash crash coming soon. And I should call it a flash correction, excuse me. That liquidates all the leverage traders, and then it would be bought back pretty much immediately. So it's just a shakeout. It's not a trend reversal into a bear market, all right? Scenario two is a little more traditional in regards to us having a bullish energy into a new moon followed by a full moon correction. And then scenario three is just a very elusive trap because the market maker makes you feel like a genius 1 month and then like an idiot the next month. This is what they love to do. So remember, no matter what plays out, we're still more likely to go up and continue into price discovery for the remainder of this year. And the bull run here will continue instead of crashing and going down further. Meaning whatever lows just came in here in July for this crypto market, it should be as low as we go for Bitcoin for the remainder of the cycle. But if Bitcoin was to close a daily candle below 55K, we'd be in trouble. But so far, this bounce back above 60 that we've recently just gotten, it was impulsive enough and strong enough. It shows a lot of strength and bullish momentum is still in play. Now, it was important that I brought up all of this after opening up today's video discussing XRP and the breakout and the timing for this August new moon, since XRP trades with the energy of Bitcoin. And like I've said many times, we need Bitcoin price discovery to see a major move for XRP, meaning we need to see Bitcoin closing a macro candle above 72,000 and heading towards 75K in order to really see an explosive move for XRP that we've prepared for. And since we mentioned this August corrective pattern for Bitcoin that tends to happen, it's important to recap something that I brought up in my last video, which was that the month of August is almost never bullish for XRP. And in the few iterations where XRP is bullish in August, it's always becoming a micro distribution into September. So a bullish August and a correction into September. And what does that sound like? Well, that sounds exactly like scenario number three that I shared moments ago for the Bitcoin analysis. It's the market maker's ultimate confusion technique. So if I had to sync this all up, I'd say if we do not see Bitcoin correct in the short term for this August new moon, then we'll keep an eye out for price discovery coming real soon. And that key level for Bitcoin of 71,500, we'd like to see a weekly candle close above 72K. And then Bitcoin dominance will also rally into like 58% to 60%. And then we'll reassess when we get there. And this would align with XRP breaking out of this phase five here and repeating what happened at the breakout of phase five in this last cycle. It would all have to be synchronized though. Now, if XRP can close above 75 cents on a weekly candle, and I believe that would be the start of a bullish trend reversal, it would be a bullish break of structure, and that would be the highest macro candle close in over 2 years. So that's a big deal. Now, I'd like to pivot into a very important decode that I need to share with you, and it aligns with the pattern that we've seen on Bitcoin for August 16th through 19th, because I did bring that up a little bit earlier when we were going through each year of August, and that was a clear pattern between August 16th through 19th, and the key date here is August 16th coming up, which is during the 33rd week of the year. It is right after the 33rd Olympics that is currently happening in Paris, and it will be Paris's third time hosting the Olympics. And this date of August 16th is exactly 3 weeks after that extremely controversial opening ceremony. And August 16th is the day leaving 137 days in the year. 137 is the 33rd prime number. How many 33s did I just give you? And naturally, this would be the day after August 15th, which is tied to the Trump assassination attempt, which was on July 13th. And you'll see that they were exactly 33 days apart. So this will be leading into that key date of August 16th. And Trump was the third president who was ever shot but survived an assassination attempt. So another three connection to the 33 connection that we're making here. And from the date that Israel declared war on Hamas on the 7th of October of last year to this key date that we brought up of August 16th, in a couple weeks, we have 314 days apart. That is pi 3.14, and this is symbolic of coming full circle. The esoteric circle we're going to be talking about is the sun portal, the mouth of the dragon, the sun. It's tied to Leo, the lion, and in sidereal astrology, you have the sun is actually moving into Leo right there around the 16th into the 17th, and that's what's happening in the actual sky. And I believe Mercury will also be in the sign of Leo by then. Remember, Mercury will station retrograde on the upcoming new moon. So this is definitely going to impact price action as well. That kind of pump and dump vibe is a very normal thing to see during Mercury retrograde. And something very important to bring up about this date of August 16th is that it's a 68 double digit date numerology, which I call the war code. The day World War I started was a 68 double-digit date numerology. The day World War II started was a 68. The Russia-Ukraine invasion was a 68. The day the Iranian president died in that mysterious helicopter crash was a 68 double-digit date numerology. That was May 19th. And I could show you really quickly, May 19th of this year, we have that 68-23. Also, Friday, August 16th, a 68-23. They have the same date numerology, and both days are 89 days apart. Now, this 89 is crucial because it's very significant for this year. 89 is the 24th prime number, and we're in the Gregorian year of 24, and we're also in the Hebrew year of 5784, which reduces to 24. And speaking of 24, the political leader of Hamas was just assassinated today in an airstrike in Iran, which is very serious and will definitely escalate this current war to another level. Well, if you take from the Trump assassination attempt, which was on the 13th of this month, and you bring it to today, around today, well, the day that this guy was assassinated, as you can see, July 31st, you're going to have 2 weeks and 4 days apart. So this is very coded in, because we're talking about the assassination attempt and the actual assassination of two people that are very important on the world stage right now. The leader of Hamas, okay? So when we're talking about this 24, remember, this also ties back to this current Olympics. And I told you guys, expect something big for this Olympics. And this was the event. We have this symbol of Jupiter right here. This is the number 24. And this is happening in France. And you can see 24 in Chaldean. This recent assassination of the Hamas leader happened in Iran, and you're going to have the 24 right there and the mirror number 42. Also, Hamas 42. Now, remember a moment ago, I brought up the connection to October 7th, 2023, which was the day that Israel declared war on Hamas. Well, that was the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, which was tied to the Jubilee, because after seven cycles of seven Shemitah years, after the 49th year, which was the end of our last Shemitah in 2022, then we had Biblical Jubilee in 2023 on the 50th year, and immediately after the Hebrew year came to a conclusion with Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year in 2023, we had that significant event happen in Israel on October 7th, again on the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. Well, we were decoding August 16th as the key date, and that is on the 229th day of the year. Look at that. 229 is the 50th prime number, the Jubilee number. So you can see this is very coded. Also, October 7th, the date that we were just talking about of last year, this was a 15 standard date numerology, and we also have upcoming eclipse that we have on the 2nd. Let me show you. And these are 47 days apart, the upcoming solar eclipse. 47 is the 15th prime number, another hidden code within the code. And the reason I'm bringing up this solar eclipse is not just because of the astrology, it's because this is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Hebrew New Year and the conclusion of the Hebrew year 5,784. So I'm not just pulling out random dates and random events. Everything I've shared is relevant and directly tied to the Hebrew calendar, and of course, this entire decode is discussing the key events tied to Israel, which is all about this current World War III. And this number 47 that I brought up is tied to whomever will become the next U.S. president. Since we know it won't be Biden, it's Trump versus Kamala now, which makes this a lot like 2016 all over again, with a so-called female running against Trump. In 2016, it was Trump and Hillary Clinton, and now it's Trump-Harris. And we all know what the market did after Trump won. It's just crazy to see how, after that election, Bitcoin was only $700. It's gone up 10,000% since then. Ethereum has gone up 30,000% since the day Trump won that election. And both of these assets have yet to enter true price discovery in this current cycle. So just imagine what this market would do before this entire sector gets regulated. This could really be the last cycle, the last bull run to make some serious gains before this casino gets some rules. But anyways, that's a side note. For now, keep in mind that there's a pretty big gap in the Bitcoin CME futures chart, and this is where we'll get into some of the levels to the downside that we could consider for any potential pullbacks. Let me just show you, because I know that's the big question that a lot of people have. Well, Waters, if we are to see a correction, where are we going? I'm going to put this on like a 4-hour chart, and I'm going to show you that we just got one of the smaller gaps that was open filled today. So I'm going to go ahead on this video and delete that for you guys. Excuse me. And we still have this much bigger gap to the downside, slightly below 59K. So if we were to swipe below that key level, that would fill this gap. Please know that I am not calling for this to happen, because these gaps do not need to be filled. There's no rule that says they have to. It's just that these gaps do tend to get filled a majority of the time. So we're open-minded to that. So if Bitcoin was to have that quick flash correction and get bought back up that we've seen in many iterations of that August flash crash, I do believe it would synchronize with the levels of this CME gap, which would also be a back test of the daily chart 200 exponential moving average. So this key level right here, right around 59K, it is likely to get back tested on any larger correction, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to pull it off right now. Bitcoin does not need to fill these gaps. It's just that they tend to get filled most of the time. I repeat. But if this was to happen, ideally, we'd want to still see Bitcoin get back above 63K shortly after that, okay? So please keep that in mind. And then we have that really important level to the downside of 55K. If Bitcoin was to close dailies below that level, that would be signaling the alarm bells, all right? We do not want to see that happening at this time. But as you can see right here, we have the 21 exponential moving average also right below 63K. That's a big reason I brought up that number. So if we were to fill that 59K gap and get bought back up above the 21 weekly exponential, I think that would be the perfect shakeout for us to continue on to our next leg of the bull run and to see the next Bitcoin price discovery cycle. All right. So Bitcoin's been sideways for over 5 months now. It's been through enough sideways and boring for the market maker to have reset the sentiment of this market. And typically, before we initiate the next bullish phase, there's usually a sudden liquidation event right before that. It's just how this market works, guys. So now you're more than prepared for what's coming next. Everything from the dates to the price levels. You have everything you need to know about the next time Bitcoin is likely to break into price discovery, which would make sense for it to happen in this month of August, along with aligning it with this phase five timing for the breakout of this resistance line for XRP above 70 cents and venturing its way back to a dollar. That would synchronize with Bitcoin breaking out above 70K and heading towards 80K. And then we can be seeing this meteoric rise in the XRP chart to follow. Until then, we have to see how this next couple weeks are going to go as we transition into the 33rd week of the year. We are a million steps ahead of the rest here. What we're doing is really unique, and I want you to all know how grateful I am for all your continued support, and I'm looking forward to see how this all plays out over the next couple weeks. So until then, I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.